Episode 2724, What Baggage is in Your Bedroom?
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy every day. I hope you're having a fabulous weekend and enjoying time together. Hopefully you're coming off of a strong week too. It is Relationship Builders, and I want you to focus on your marriage today. I want you to focus on your sweetheart. We just don't do that. And it's summertime, you know, they deserve a little extra love. But there are some things that can get in the way. Are you acting like Santa Claus? What baggage is in your bedroom? For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kiss of newsletter to keep it simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. Have you ever taken the time to declutter your marriage? Believe it or not, spouses carry baggage to the altar and after, and never deal with it. What baggage is in your bedroom? Now I know no one wants to admit it, but we all have skeletons in the closet. Some you may have shared with your spouse prior to marriage, others maybe after marriage. Yet, what about the ones that are still hiding? The baggage you have in your bedroom clutters your love for your spouse. It holds a piece of your heart hostage that doesn't allow your healing, forgiveness, grace, and love to grow. The baggage that you carry is like mold. Until you suffocate what's feeding it, the mold still grows. Kind of disgusting, isn't it? I mean, really think about it. And that means your heart and marriage is still suffering unnecessarily. Now, I'm not here to say that all baggage is easy to get rid of. In fact, it might take some years to go through the mess and heal from the damage. But the process is so vital to having a healthy marriage. If you can't share your whole life with your partner, then what part of your life are you sharing? And is it real? That's a hard question to wrestle with. One I know most of us are not sitting around having a conversation about. None of us are sitting there thinking, gosh, am I really doing what's right for my marriage? Am I doing what benefits not just me, but myself and my spouse? Marriage takes two people to come together, to be one with each other. If you have baggage that keeps stacking up, then how will you ever overcome stuff that's smothering the love out of your marriage? Do you want to have a marriage with little to less baggage? I mean, seriously, do you? Because if you don't, we'll just stop now. Don't listen anymore. And I'm being honest about that. There's no reason for you to move on in this episode. My guess is that you do. So don't continue to donate your baggage, destroy it. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Don't donate, destroy the baggage. You know, a lot of us hold on to what we think can help us in the long run, but in actuality, it does more harm than good. Don't donate your hurt or misfortunes. Don't pass along your frustrations and anger. Destroy what is killing you from the inside out by getting rid of the baggage that holds your heart and letting yourself breathe freedom, not from what you do, but what God can do in and through you. Your bedroom is a sanctuary for your marriage, not a storage house for your past burdens. Think about that for a moment. Are you one who just kind of literally has this invisible pile? And it may be really big. And sometimes we need those invisible piles. But as we grow in our marriage, we have to be able to let go in order to grow. Or what happens is, yes, you suffocate your marriage and you become stagnant. There's no movement. And if that happens, what do you think happens to your marriage? It dies over time. There's going to be no more, well, oh, you just make me smile, because really you don't, because the bedroom is literally cluttered with all your messes. Now I got to tell you this, we all have problems. We all make mistakes. We all have messes. We all have skeletons in our closet. But we have to understand at some point, if we don't know and learn how to deal with it, it just keeps stacking up. I mean, think about when you have clothes and you like a lot of jeans, or maybe it's shoes for you, or you buy new white and black and gray t-shirts every single season. That's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But if you were to keep all the old ones, calculate how old you are now in adulthood. So let's say from the age of, let's say, 22, 23. Most of us are kind of somewhat on our own, buying a few things of our own. Next thing you know, you literally have piles of stuff that you're not using. Piles of stuff that isn't really helping you look amazing. Same thing goes with our heart and for our marriage. We keep all this stuff buried in these bags thinking, well, you know, I'll get to it later. Really? Are you really going to take time to deal with it? Your bedroom is a sanctuary for your marriage, not a storage house for your past burdens. Now, please understand that this work in destroying your baggage is not about tossing it into the trash. That's not what I mean. More so, it's about the psychological, spiritual, and emotional work which needs to be accomplished. And it's hard work. It's not easy. So what does it really look like when you're like, okay, I'm done. I'm ready to get rid of the stuff that's weighing me down, weighing my heart down. Because it is doing that. And sometimes we're so busy that we forget what's really holding us back. Maybe it really isn't the kids. Maybe honestly, it's not your spouse. It's some other stuff, some other CRAP that really doesn't belong to your family now at all. You just brought it into the marriage, or it happened while you were married. And you're like, well, I guess I gotta store it somewhere, so why not here? So how can you begin to destroy the baggage, getting rid of it so you can move on? Number one, make space to grieve your loss. Whatever you have in your baggage has something that you want to hold on to, right? I mean, seriously, yet you know it's bad if you do. However, you also know that you're willing to take that chance because it hurt too much way back when. So you're like, okay, I could do this. So give yourself room when you commit to this. That space you need to take in what happened. You are looking at your life through a different lens. You're in a different season. You've grown. You've matured. Be ready to give up the past so you can enjoy the present and prepare better for tomorrow. This is your time to process. So make that space, because there is a loss there of some form or fashion. I don't know your specific situation. God does. You do. Maybe you have a few other people that are close to you that may have those details. But what matters is what you know, what you see, what you're holding on to. And whatever happened, whatever circumstance or situation that you were in, you lost something. Something was taken from you. So make space to grieve that loss, so then you can move forward yourself. And that takes time. It is not something that happens overnight. Please understand me. I know I've been through it. And it may take longer than a year or two or three. It may take 5 or 10 or 20 years. But I'm here to tell you, it is worth every ounce of your energy to walk freely with a heart that can love deeply. Make space to grieve your loss. Number two, forgive and don't judge. You can own your past and what happened. At the same time, you can love yourself for the lessons learned. Did you get that? You can own your past, and we need to do that. And you can own what happened, whatever the situation or circumstance. Whether you were at fault, somebody else was, you just own it. You look at it factually, saying, this is what happened. But at the same time, you can love yourself for the lessons learned. You don't have to look at yourself and feel the shame upon yourself. Life is precious. Marriage is sacred. So don't keep adding to your baggage. Let go of what is no longer yours to keep. Hold on to the lessons learned and give yourself permission to love deeper. But in order to do that, I'm telling you right now, you have to destroy the baggage. Stop trying to donate it. Stop trying to pass it off. Thinking, I can just kind of cover it up with a few more things. No matter what you buy yourself, no matter what your spouse tries to do, because there is a disconnect there between you and your spouse. You may not feel it exactly the same as your spouse does, but there's just something that's like, gosh darn it, it's like it doesn't quite fit. But when your heart has been freed and you can love deeper because of forgiveness, you don't look at the mirror and see all the shame and the wrinkles. Now you look in the mirror and all you see are the wrinkles. You don't have to sit here and make up excuses for why you're feeling the way you're feeling or why you think you look the way you look or whatever it is for you. Forgive and don't judge. And finally, number three, celebrate with a bang. And I mean this sincerely. If you've made the commitment to destroy your baggage and to clutter the bedroom, then you deserve to celebrate one of the hardest decisions you'll ever make in your life. Because it's tough to go through. We don't like dealing with the skeletons in our closet. We much rather just, well, they stay there. But the problem is, they still take up space in your heart and deep and deep and deep within your mind, your body, and your spirit. And that holds you back. So when you make that decision, you make that commitment saying, you know what, I'm doing this, I'm in it. You deserve to celebrate one of the hardest decisions. And that celebration may be a personal one and a private one. It could be with someone very close to you, a confidant. It could be with your spouse even. You need, though, to celebrate how far you've come from where you started with the baggage you carried. You, my friend, are free from the baggage. You don't have to lug all the bags all around. Let Santa Claus be the only one who does. And that's a happy bag. We like those. But you don't need to get caught up in all your CRAP. It's time to let it go. Because seriously, letting go of what is no longer serving you and your heart is the best thing you can do for your spouse and your marriage. So I want to challenge you. What baggage do you have that you need to let go of? What do you need in order to process this for yourself? Maybe you need to talk to someone specifically. Maybe you need to go find a coach, a counselor, a therapist. Maybe you need to reach out to someone who was in the situation with you and you need to have a conversation. But what is it? What do you need in order to process it? And what is the first step for you in decluttering the baggage in your bedroom? What is that? I want you to be proactive, not of what has happened to you, but who is for you. This decision does not come easy. And it's one we're not sitting around the kitchen table talking about. We don't belly up to the bar and say, here, serve me a drink and let me tell you about all my skeletons. Now, maybe if you're already drunk, maybe you're sharing some of those. But we usually don't share those deep, dark secrets. We may share a breakup or something like that, or something crazy at work, or something our kids did and we're mad at them. But we don't go deep within the skeletons. And let me tell you, this rots our hearts. And you can't have an incredible marriage if you let this fester within you. So I really want to challenge you. And if you feel led, please reach out to me. I'm here. That's why I'm excited. I know it's going to happen. But when AIM happens and we get all this stuff going, you are going to have that safe place. But if you need something right this second, then reach out to me. Email me. Send me a note. Say, Christiane, this is my situation. Sometimes writing it down is the best place to start for anyone. But we have to be careful. Are we being protective of our baggage, thinking we're protecting ourselves? Or are we being protective of who is for you? That's the key. You're building a relationship. And that means, yes, there's sacrifice, but there's also a beautiful sanctuary. Don't rob your marriage of what your bedroom should be so precious for the two of you. Seriously. What is it that you need to get rid of? It's time. I mean, come on. Look around you. Things are kind of crazy. Why not go ahead and commit and say, you know what? I'm all in this time. I need to deal with this. I've been putting this off. This is the room I need to deal with. Not my linen closet, but my bedroom. The stuff that I've just kind of been setting aside. Nobody else can see it, but I sure can feel it, and I know it's there. It's time to let it go. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.